Halacha Dalet, Haganaf Meshalem Tashlume Kefel. The law in Shulchan Aruch is that a ganaf pays double. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this based on a chapter in Likutei Moharan called Tiku Toichocha, which is the last shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life. It was the last Rosh Hashanah of his life. Chapter 8 in Likutei Moharan Tanina. At the end of his illness of tuberculosis, he had been suffering from tuberculosis for 3 years. And that Rosh Hashanah, he was spitting up pails of blood, literally, and he was wavering whether to give a shiur or not. Because again, a shiur by him, the shiur was 3 hours or so. And there were hundreds of people that had come from the city of Uman and surrounding cities to be with him for Rosh Hashanah, because people had heard that his thing is Rosh Hashanah. That's the main time of the year to come to him. And there was a whole question, yes, no. And he called Rav Nosson Zal in because he needed chizuk, he needed somebody to say, go for it, that kind of thing. And Rav Nosson Zal said to him, Rav Nosson Zal gave him an etzah, how about if we position your chair, not where you usually sit, but right near the door of your room, so that if something goes wrong in the middle of the shiur, we'll be able to move you out of the shul immediately into your own room. Rav Nosson Zal agreed. And he went out there, and he gave a shiur, which if you look at Likutei Moharan, unbelievable. You know, you can't imagine that somebody who was ill could have had the presence of mind to reveal such deep, deep information as is found in that Tanna, you know, and such a quantity of it. It's about 13 pages, you know, written pages. Yesh l'rames al toira tiku teichocha, ayin sham kol ha-toira, look over that whole chapter in Likutei Moharan, v'haklal linyoneinu. Let's summarize it, the part that applies to our topic. Sheyesh sholosh moichin, there are three branches to the brain, Shehen mechitzois prusois bifnei taivas niv. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, refers to the three parts of the brain as three walls that protect a person from taivas niv. Why? It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sota that when the Torah introduces the topic of a woman who is Sota, it says ki sister ishtoi. If a man's wife will do a foolish thing, sister. So the Gemara says, from here we learn out that when it comes to all sins, and especially this sin, adultery, the only way the Yetzirah gets a person to do it is foolishness, ruach shtus. When a person's brain is functioning normally, he would never do this. Impossible. So this sin is identified with ruach shtus. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, the brain, which according to the Torah is referred to as Gimel Moichin, those Gimel Moichin represent three solid walls that protect the person from Shtus, from Taivas Niv. Shehem Bechinas Gimel Tfilois Hayoim. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when does a person charge up those three parts of the brain? When they daven three times a day. Shachris Mincha Mariv is when they charge those three parts of the brain and have them work as electrified fences, keeping out Taivas Niyuf. Rabbeinu Zal over there explains that tefillah is called Rachmi in the Gemara. The Aramaic word for tefillah is Rachami. Rachmi means kindness, because usually when you're davening Tashem, you're asking for kindness. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that there are certain times when the kindness becomes polluted. There are certain times that a person becomes a Rasha, and usually what a Rasha is it's someone who's showing kindness, who's misplacing the kindness. You know, he wants to be, the Nazis, Yemach Shemom V'Zichron, had dogs who they would treat, you know, like royalty. They would cry if the dog got sick, the dog died. You see the Nazi, Yemach Shemoy V'Zichroy, crying, he couldn't get over it for days. This guy who was able to murder 1,000 people a day, and he loved his dog. And if anything happened to the dog, he would burst into tears. So Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a concept of a rachmonus that gets polluted and perverted, where when that happens, you can't use the normal channels of tefillah. When that happens, when the rachmonus of an individual person or the rachmonus of Klal Yisrael gets messed up, if you're going to try to daven Tashem using the regular type tefillahs, it's not going to work because the rachmonus is spoiled. It got messed up. And then the tzaddikim have to use a different type of tefillah completely called a tefillah bebechinas din. Rabbi Nazal says over there, Ukisha sitrachro yoinek meharachmonos, when the Satan gets hold of the Rachmonos and draws on it, as vazai nivgam horachmonos v'nasar zorius v'din, then the Rachmonos spoils and becomes harshness and judgment. Azai nivgomim hamoichin, and it ends up harming the brain also. Bebchinas moichin dekatnus, where a person goes into a state of constricted das. Umishom mizgaber taivasniuf, and when the brain gets messed up, then the barriers aren't able to hold out the taivasniuf, so the taivasniuf comes in. Vazai hatfila bebchinas din. Then the tefillah has to shift to a different mode. It's got to become tefillah bebechinas din. Va'oz hasitrachro roitzel levloyas hatefillah shehi bebechinas dinim ki enikas hasitrachro me'adinim. When the Satan sees that a person is sending up this other kind of tefillah that has a label on it that says din, the sitrachro says, "Hey, that's my lunch. That's not for Hashem." Tfilois chesed goes to Hashem. Din, that's my tchum, that's my area. So the Satan tries to grab hold of that tefillah and take it to himself, because midas hadin is where the Satan gets their whole nourishment from and their whole koyach from. Va'azai tzrichin bal koyach godol sheispalel tefillah bebechinas din. Rabbi Nizal explains this, so you need a tzaddik who will prepare a tefillah bebechinas din that's got an explosive attached to it, where when the Satan will try to swallow it, it'll get stuck in his throat and it'll cause him to choke, and when he chokes it causes him to vomit up all the sparks of Kedusha, all the things that he swallowed up the whole time, all the Kedusha that he had taken in. It chel bola vayekiano. There's a pasuk that says that he swallowed up an army and he was forced to vomit it up, all the Kedusha. And the Mefarshim Likutei Moharan bring that there's a story of this in the Torah. Nebuchadnezzar, during Nebuchadnezzar's time, there was a big snake, or some kind of a snake, or some kind of incredible serpent that was swallowing up people and everything, and nobody knew how to do with it. And Daniel gave him an etzah that he took a certain kind of food, which he knew this thing likes to eat, and he put nails in it. And the animal ate this thing, gobbled up this thing whole, it went into its system, and it's slight nails or glass. And it sliced up the whole insides of the thing, and the thing ended up vomiting up, you know, everything that it had taken in. That's an example of this. Vazai hasitrachro muchrachas lohitzi ulahachzir kol hakidushoi shebolo. And when this happens, the Sultan is forced to give up and give back, to return all the tons of stuff that he had succeeded in swallowing up until then. Because we're given many examples that when a Jew does a mitzvah in the wrong kind of way sometimes, that mitzvah, instead of going to Hashem, goes to the Satan and gives him chias. When a Jew davens without kavona, sometimes that kind of tefillah gives strength to the Satan. The Satan's able to be yearning from him. So he's swallowing up all of the stuff and getting nourishment and strength. And it's when a tzaddik sends one of these missiles, one of these tefillahs, bebchinas din, a tefillah that's marked din, and the Satan sees it and tries to grab for it and swallow it, that's when the tzaddik is able to get the Satan to cough up a tremendous amount. Another example of this we've mentioned in the past is Yoino Hanovi, where if you recall in the story of Yoino, they were. It starts off with a city of Rishon. There's a city of major Rishon, and Hashem is so angry at them that he's sending a Navi to tell them, you guys either do tshuva or you're all going to get wiped out. And Yoino Hanovi tries to escape. He gets on a ship, and on the ship there's a lot of goyim, because we see a storm breaks out, and it says over there that they tell each guy, each one of them should call out to their different idols, and all of them do and nothing happens. Then they go down below and they see Yoino sleeping there, and they say, what are you sleeping for? Pray, everybody's praying now. He says, forget it, this is all because of me. And then they throw him overboard. He gets swallowed up by a fish, and inside the fish he prays for 3 days straight. And one of his tefillos is, Mi beten she'oil shivati elecha. I'm crying out Hashem from the depths, from the bowels of Gehenna. There were no lights over there in the stomach of this fish. The lights were out. It was really, you know. And then it says over there that the fish ended up spitting him out. And when it did, all the sailors on that ship who saw this miracle, everyone converted. So here's an example. Everyone converting implies the Satan being forced to spit out all the sparks of Kedusha that he had swallowed, because converts represent, this is the whole concept of a ger. Rabbein Ezal explains this in Likutei Moran. Rabbein Ezal says over there that what's taich a ger, a convert? Rabbein Ezal says that the goyim throughout the generations, when they prevent Yidden from doing mitzvahs, every mitzvah that the Jews could have done and are blocked from doing by decrees from the goyim, all kinds of things, it's as if the goyim swallow up those mitzvahs. And there's hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands. Now, certain times, just like Lahavdil, a person who eats unhealthy food, you eat it, you don't die from it necessarily, but sometimes that stuff gathers inside the body. And when enough of a glob of that stuff gathers together, it stuffs up the arteries or it does other things, which causes, Rahman al-Islam, illness or death. Here, Lahavdil, it's the same thing. When enough of this Kiddusha that the Sitra Achra has swallowed up starts gathering together and meshing, it goes inside a goy, and that toiv explodes in the form of that non-Jew wanting to convert and become a Jew, because that non-Jew represents the totality of thousands of units of toiv that the goyim had swallowed up and withheld, that's now coming back and being returned to the Jews. Not only is the Sitra Achra forced to give back tons of Kedusha that it swallowed, afgam hi muchrachas lahoki ulahitzi gam atzmois chiyusa mikirbo bitna. But rather, the Sitra Achra is forced to vomit up its insides. Mamish, there are times when a person throws up and it's so severe that the person says, I felt my insides being torn out. It's such a severe vomiting. Bibchinas chel bola vayikienu, as the pasuk says, he swallowed up an army and he was forced to spit it out. Mi bitnoi yorishenu kel, from inside his stomach Hashem will inherit him. In other words, Hashem will bring forth a Yerusha for the Yidden. Shezeo b'chinas geirim, this is the whole concept of converts. Ayin shom kol hatoyro heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, check out that chapter in Likutei Moran very well, ki noirohu, because it's awesome. And he's obviously a connoisseur on Torah. You see what his shiurim are like. If he says noirohu, you know that it's a serious chapter in Likutei Moran. Now let's see how he's going to connect it to this topic. Oispeis, v'zeh b'chinas ma'sha'ganev tzorech l'shalem kefil. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we can understand why a ganav pays double. Because one of the names of the Satan is Ganath, he's a thief. He lies in waiting to trap Jews at all times. Just like a thief who's hiding out, he's stalking the person, or he's watching the house to see which hours they're not home, and then he's going to go in there and make his move. And the Yetzirah goes with the person and he becomes his confidant, he becomes friendly with him and close to him, he tries to develop that the person should trust him, and he fools the person with all kinds of trickery and mistakes and all kinds of things and slyness, kemoi ganef mamish, just like a thief. Many cases of people who burglarize others or who steal from a company, the way they do it is first they infiltrate, they become friendly there, to the point where the other guy will trust them with the keys and everything, and then he goes in and takes out the, you know, whatever wealth he wants to steal. Kemoi shekosu, as it says in the pasuk, yeshev b'ma'arav chatzerim b'mistorim, that the Satan lies in waiting, in ambush, waiting to pounce on the person, just like robbers. Uchsiv, Yeroy, Bamistor, Yerav, Lachtoifoni, Uchsiv, Hemo, Akeva, Yishmoiru. They watch my footsteps, my every move, you know, to try to trap me. These are all psukim which compare the Satan to a thief, a burglar, a thief, a night stalker. Ve'ikar hagnevo shaloi, hu be'inyan hamachshovo shabodom. The main place where the Satan steals from a person and attacks the person is in the mind. Sheshom Ikara Hascholas Shlitas Hayetzahor Chazeshom. That's where the Yetzahara begins to take control of a person, is in the brain, in the mind. Im Ein Nizhorim Venishmorim Imenu Heitev. If the person isn't careful and watching his thoughts, to make sure not to let the Satan grab hold of his thinking process, that any time the Satan injects a bad thought about women, to make sure to knock it out immediately, or to follow the advice that Rav Enazal gives as to how to get rid of that, to switch his mind to thinking about something else. Whereas if he doesn't, if he allows the Satan to get an inroad into his brain and his thoughts, and he allows him to stay in there, ki ikar hayitzrim heim hamachshavoy shebodom. The main Yetzahara inside of the person is within the thoughts of the person. Ki machshavos toivos hem yetzer toiv, o machshavos rois hem yetzahara. The good thoughts inside of a person are the existence of the yetzer toiv inside that person, and the bad thoughts in a person are the Yetzahara of that person. K'may shekosov, as is written in chapter 49 in the Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. These bad thoughts, which represent the Yetzahara, are lying in ambush and working on the person at all times, like a burglar, so that they should grab control of the person's mind, to bring the person to bad thoughts, illicit kind of thoughts, the taivos and bad desires, kasher yodea kol echod benafshoi, as each and every single one of us knows what we go through with this item. Ki be'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, ikar hayetzahara hu al taivas niyuf. Of all the different sins that the Yetzahara tries to get a Jew to do, there's no question at all that his main focus is taivas niyuf. K'mashakosu bezoyar, as is written clearly in the Zohar HaKadosh, Umuva B'dvorovzal, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes it in Likutei Moran, Ikra de Yitzra Bisha Al Arayin. The main Yetzahara, the main work of the Yetzahara, is to get a Jew to fall victim to Arayas, to that sin. I once mentioned that if you look at the name of the Satan, each angel has a name. His name, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, is Bigimatria Nun Aleph Pei, exactly, Niyuf, the root of the word Niyuf, showing that even though he's got a lot of mission, he's got a lot of tricks, he's got a big bag of tricks, this for sure is his most important mission, to get a Jew to be Nichshal in this category of sin. Vezois hataiva ikra tluya b'machshava. Rav Nosson Zal says, this desire, this illegal desire for women, or a desire for things that are illegal related to women, the main thing is in the mind. It's all in the mind of the person. A Jew who guards his thoughts carefully, he doesn't allow himself to start thinking about it. The second he sees those thoughts starting, boom, an alarm goes off in his head saying, poison, cancer. If I let this thing sit in there 1 second too long, he'll run right over me like a tank is riding over a person. When a person sees a tank coming over him, he gets out of the way because he knows that once that thing is over him, there's no way he's going to push it off. So the second he sees it approaching, he gets out of its way real fast. A person who guards himself not to allow himself to come to any bad thoughts, bevadai hu nitzol mitayva zois, that person definitely saves himself from this desire, because this is how it starts. It starts with thoughts. Ach ikar kol hahirhurim vizgabru zois hatayva nimshach machmas she'ein shoimrim machshavtom koroi. The main reason why the Satan is so successful against Yidden in this item, and the main reason why this taiva is so powerful inside of people, is because they don't watch their minds. They don't watch their thoughts. They're not careful not to parry with these kind of thoughts, but rather to run away from it like mamish a fire. V'zeh machmas shehayetzahara oirev b'machshavtoi tomid kimoy ganef mamish. And this is because the Yetzirah lies an ambush in a person's mind 24 hours a day. He's waiting there. And the second he sees a vacancy, the second he sees that the person isn't thinking about Torah or thinking about anything, you know, in a solid way, the second there's an open, zap, he tosses in one of these grenades, one of these thoughts of niyuf or things related to that. And the Satan digs his way under these walls. We said that the brain, the three parts of the brain, represents three walls blocking these thoughts from coming in. The Satan digs, tunnels his way underneath. The moichin, shehi mechitzos prusos b'fnei zois ha-taiva. We said that the brain of the person represents walls blocking this taiva. V'hu b'necholov oirei v'choyter esatzmoy tachtam. He, with his trickery and slyness, digs his way underneath. Umate machsheve sodom ma'at ma'at. And he moves the person's thoughts a drop. He doesn't make any big, big explosions in there. He just gets the person's brain to go a millimeter out of whack, a millimeter to the side. Bigneva v'orma gedoila, with incredible trickery and smartness that the Satan uses. Ad she pit'om bolidei hirhurim v'taivois, to the point where suddenly, out of nowhere, the person finds himself thinking trey thoughts, or mamish feeling a desire for something forbidden, that kind of thing. And again, how did he get in there? How did he get into my head? Like, I didn't even realize it, and all of a sudden, my brain got railroaded completely, completely off center. Ki bevadai kol echod mi Yisrael hu chofetz ma'od lehinotzer mehirhurim elu. Because for sure, every single Jew does not want to get into these bad thoughts. He doesn't want to have these bad thoughts. Avla Yitzhara choyter olav bigneva gedoila. However, the Yitzhara works on the person and digs at the person with tremendous slyness and trickery and thievery. The goyneves machshavtoi sheteitze lechutz. And he steals, he robs the person's brain to get it to go outside, off track. Lachshoiv machshavoi zoris, to think strange thoughts or bad thoughts. The ikr hisgabrusei b'machshavtoi hu bederech geneva mamish kiyodua lechol mi shemesim leiv al nyonov. And any person who will think into this will see that the Yetzer Hara does not work direct. He doesn't present the bad thought head on, but rather he comes in the back door. He gets the person to be thinking of a kosher, thinking about a girl, not something tray for it. First just thinking about the dress or any kind of thing that's not tray. And he's just using that as a stepping stone or a jumping off block for the person to fall into the actual bad thought or the bad taiva. Alkein, so again, if we're being told this in advance, if we're being informed that this is how he's going to deal, Alkein tzorech odom lishmar esatzmoy ma'oid ma'oid b'shmira yisera b'chol eis. Therefore, a person has to watch himself very, very much at all times, never to let his guard down whatsoever on this. Ba'oifen shelo yaschil lohoitzi machshavto elechutz chazushon, to the point where he won't let his thoughts get even slightly off the track. He's watching, he's concentrating fully on watching out for that murderer, that burglar, that guy who's just waiting to see the tiniest lessening of the defenses, and he'll move in so fast where the person won't know what hit him. Ki be'emes hamachshava biyad ha'odom. Because the fact is that a person definitely does have the ability to control his thoughts. Person definitely can keep the Yetzer out. Kimavur bidvarenu kama pomim, as is explained in our teachings many times, that the Jew does have the ability to keep this out. Nimtza, so we see from this, she'ikar pigam abris chasashon, shehu pigam hatfila, nimshach alidei b'chinas gnevo shelabaldovar, that the main concept of pigam abris, where a person, chas v'shalom, falls victim to these kind of bad thoughts, which lead to bad sins, which ends up messing up the tefillah. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, shows how, again, the three parts of the brain correspond to the three tefillahs. If a person is pogum, if a person lets the bad thoughts get in, pigam abris, then it messes up the tefillahs. It messes up the three tefillahs. And all of this is coming about through the trickery and thievery of the Yetzer Hara. והתיקן לזה הוא על ידי כוח הצדיק שיוכל להספל אל תפילה בבחינס דין שעל ידי זה הסדרחרה מוכרחס ליתן הכויס. We said that the way that all of this gets fixed up is through the great tzaddik who knows how to daven the tefillah bebchinas din, which he sends out and the Yetzirah swallows it, and that causes the Yetzirah to vomit up and return not just that tefillah, but to return all kinds of stuff that he had swallowed up before. Ulahachzir kol hakedushos, to return all the sparks of kedusha that the Yetzirah had swallowed over a big period of time. Af gam lo hoitzi atzmois chiyusa mamish, to the point where sometimes this vomiting is so powerful where the Yetzirah's insides come out in the process. Shezel b'chinas geirin, that's the concept where a goy becomes a Jew. Not just that the Yetzirah is forced to give back Jews, but to the point where a goy, who would seem to be mamish part of the Sitrach itself, gets spit out and gets thrown into Klal Yisrael. K'may shekosuv shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses there in that chapter in the Kutimran. V'zeu b'chinas ma shehaganef tzorech l'shalim kefil. Now you can understand why the Torah in Pshat says that when a thief steals, when he pays back, he doesn't just pay back what he stole, he pays double. K'may shekosuv chayim shnayim yishalim. As the Pasuk says, double he should pay, a live double he should pay. Hainu kishem is gabrimolov. This means that when we succeed in overcoming the ganav, umaytziyim imenu agneva shegonav miagdusha, and we succeed in getting back from him, getting him to return that which he stole from the kedusha, dahainu kol hadas v'chol hatfilos. This means all the das of Jews and all the tfilos of the Jews, which the Yetzer has succeeded in swallowing up over a long period of time, shebola, which he swallowed. Azai loy dai shemuchrach lahachzir kol ma shebola meagdusha al yidei gnevosoi. Not only is the Yetzirah forced to give back the thousands of units that he had swallowed up, that he had stolen from the Jews, af gam hu muchrach lahachzir pishnayim, but rather we get double back. We get him to give payback double. Dehainu kefil ki muchrach lohitzi ulohoki gam atzmois chiyusoi mamish. He's forced to give back mamish his own insides. Nibchinas mibitnoi yorishenu, that the Jews inherit and receive what was in his stomach, his insides. Kama shekoso sham shezeu bchinas kefil. This is the concept of a ganav paying double. Ki muchroch lohoisif uleshalim gam misheloi. We force the ganav not just to return the $100 he stole, but he's got to take $100 out of his own money and give it to the person. Kifi schum hagneva, according to how much he stole. Ki tzorich lohoitzi ulohoki gam atzmois chiyusei mamish. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed in that turn the Kutimran that when you overcome the ganav, when you defeat the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, then not only does he return to you everything he took from you, but he even gives you from his own. He gives back from his own. As in the case of the Jews with Haman, another perfect example. Big problem, these Goyim were winning in a big way. Then Esther Hamalka became that tefillah bebchinas din. She got swallowed up into the palace of Ahasuerush, and there she cried out, Keili, Keili, Lomo Azavtoni, Hashem, why are you leaving me? That's the example of this tefillah bebchinas din. And what happened was, not only did she win, not only did she get the decrees against the Jews completely erased, not only did she get all the wealth that the house of Haman was given to Mordechai, but the Pasuk says there, V'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyadim, that thousands of goyim converted at that time. They had wanted to kill Jews. Not only didn't they kill any Jews, but thousands of goyim converted. That's this concept of this kefil, this paying double, where everything that was taken away is returned, plus the sitra achra is forced to give back from its own. Continuing in the middle of Ois Gimel, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezehu." This is why we're explaining the topic of Geneva based on the Torah Tikkun Teichachah and Likut Imran. That's where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about that when a tzaddik, when the Sitra Achra swallows up a lot of Kedusha, And when a tzaddik shoots out a tefillah b'bechinas din, where he's able to score a hit on the sitra achra, not only does he get back a lot of what the sitra achra swallowed, but sometimes he gets the sitra achra to give up part of its insides, which is reflected in the form of gerim, a goy converting and becoming a Jew. Now, Rav Nosson Zal grabs one point from that chapter, Likut Imran, and associates it to the topic of Geneva. He says, "Vezehu ve'im hi motzei ti motzei biyodoi hagneva." The pasuk in the Chumash says, "And if the thief is found with the stolen article in his hand," it doesn't mean literally in his hand; it means in his possession. But Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ki ikar mashemoytzin hagneva etzloi hu al yedei bechinas yodoi." When the tzaddik succeeds in getting the geneva out of the sitra achra, usually it's done through his hand, the tzaddik's hand. So, because this word can be read two ways. You could say if the stolen article is found in his hand, in the thief's hand, or you can say if you find the stolen article, biyodoi, with your hand, you know, with your hand, if you take it out. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Bechinas v'yodoi oichezes ba'kei v'esov hanemar b'yakoiv, shezocho lahakoil koil yakoiv, shehu hakoil hamashke sagan, shenimshach me'atfilo b'bechinas din shal balkoyach, shaydei zeh mezgabrim ala sitrachre shubechinas ganav, umoitzemeno hagnevo, shehi agdusha shebola, v'gam atmos chiyusoi shubechinas keifo b'chinas shnayim yishalim." Rav Nosson Zal over there speaks about the tzaddik having the koyach hatfilo. And the example that he uses is Yaakov Avinu, by whom it says, Hakoil Koil Yaakov. And he uses a particular type of tefillah, the tefillah b'bechinas din, to shoot it into the sitra achra and to take away from the sitra achra what it has swallowed up. So Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran quotes the pasuk, V'yodoi oichezes ba'kev Esav, that there's a pasuk which says that when Esav was trying to get out into the world to do his thing, his destruction, Yaakov Avinu is holding on to him with his hand. Yaakov Avinu with his hand is holding on to Esav, holding on to the bottom of his foot, and holding him in place, not allowing him to get away. So Rav Nosson Zal says, note over there it uses the word v'yodo yechezes ba'kev Esav, and by the ganav, when we talk about catching the ganav and extracting from him what you want to extract from him, the pasuk uses that same word, v'himotze timotze hagneva biyodoi, that it's the same yodoi of the tzaddik, this far-reaching hand of the tzaddik that has the ability to hold the rasha or to extract from the rasha what the tzaddik wants to get back from him. So here he's just quoting the different terms that are used in that chapter on the Likut Imran. Yaakov represents the voice which waters the garden, which is associated with the tefillah b'bechinas din, through which the tzaddik is mezgaber against the sitra achra, who's represented by the ganav here, and he extracts from him the geneva, the stolen article, which is what Rabbeinu Zal referred to over there as all the kedusha which the sitra achra has swallowed up. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Halo'olam yizna Hashem he'ofes lonetzach hazdoi. Hashem, are you going to remain angry with us forever? Are you going to withhold your chesed permanently? It's in other words, usually tefillah is supposed to be pleading and begging. There are certain tefillahs where it's either a challenge against Hashem in a certain way, in a respectful way, or it's an expression of pain or anger, that kind of thing. And this is a delicate item. One example of it is in the Gemara. The Gemara says in one place, one of the Goyish princesses, something, wanted to challenge one of the rabbis to see if they have the power to be mispala. So it says he was mispala and nothing happened. And then it said he said a certain challenging tefillah to Hashem, where he said, Hashem, we've heard from our forefathers, we've heard from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov that you did miracles, but we haven't seen any ourselves. Maybe you'll show us. It's different kinds of tefillahs which are not the usual tone of pleading and begging with Hashem.
Is it? I mean, here you can tell us about the sitra achra. So
yes.
So it seems to be, in other words, like whereas usually you'd be asking for something positive, here it seems like you're going into something negative.
It's not going into. It's a tefillah which is formatted as din, not chesed. Usually tefillah is chesed. You're asking for kindness and you're pleading with Hashem. This is a tefillah which is coming out in a form of judgment or midas hadin. And because it has that appearance, when the Sidrach receives din, it assumes that's for me, because my source is din, and it tries to grab that tefillah and swallow it, and it ends up getting lodged in its throat. There's a pasuk, Bitzavoro Yolin Oiz. This Oiz, this power, gets stuck in its throat and causes it to give out. Mocheni Nomi Sifrecho, you know, something like that. Kill me. It's the Bechin of Din. We're going to have this come up often in Likutei Halachos, and he's going to give all kinds of examples of it. Another example of this is the case of Yosef HaTzadik being sold to as a slave to Egypt by being kidnapped, Geneva, by his brothers. As the pasuk says, Gunav Gunavti mi beis avi. I was stolen away from my father's house. And by his brothers selling him, doing something against Yosef HaTzadik, they were poigim in bris. Shehu b'chinas Yosef, because Yosef HaTzadik is the symbol of tikkun bris. Kimuva b'sforim, as is brought. V'alkein hoyo ikar hapigam al yidei geneva. And this is why we find that the Torah refers to it as an act of stealing. The ikra tikun hoyo ba'es yitzias mitzrayim shezochu l'kriyas yamsuf aydei koyach Yosef HaTzadik daiko. The main tikun for this act of Yosef HaTzadik being stolen away was when the Jews left Mitzrayim, and there was a kriyas yamsuf which was bizchus Yosef, kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, hayom ro'o, the sea saw Vayonois, and it ran away. That's the literal translation. But the Gemara says, Hayom Ro, the sea saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, about whom the Pasuk says, Vayonos Vayetzeh Chutzah, that when Potiphar's wife tried to grab him, he ran away from her. So it was his chus. The Iker Kriyas Yamsuf Hoyo Al Yedei Hatfila Bebechinas Din Shel Abal Koyach. And the main miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf came about through the Tfila Bebchinas Din of the Baal Koyach, where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick and strike the sea. That action represented, symbolized this Tfila Bebchinas Din, taking a stick and hitting it. Bebchinas, as the Pasuk says, Ato Poirarto Ba'oz Choyom, you crumbled with your power the sea. Note the word oiz is used, not with your kindness. This wasn't an act of kindness and softness. The term oiz is used, power. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in this chapter of the Likutei Moran, Ki Yosef al yidei she'omad b'nisoyon, because Yosef HaTzadik, as a result of his passing the test with Potiphar's wife, Zocho lihiyos bal koyach godol, he was zeche to become this great tzaddik who has this great strength, ad shezocho lebechinas sanal shebechinas kriyas yamsuf shoyev eschusa, which means he has this ability to shoot forth this tefillah bebechinas din, which has the ability to split the Red Sea, etc. It was his coffin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, watch this tremendous chiddush. We just said that when there is a gneva, when you catch the ganef and you're able to make him return the stuff, you don't just get back the exact amount, you get back double. You make him pay kefil. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'alkein zocho Yosef shenasa mimenu shnei shvotim. This is why we find by Yosef HaTzadik something unique that wasn't by any of the other tribes, where he was zeche to become two tribes. Kama shekosov, as it says, Ephraim u'menashe kiru'uvein v'shimoin yiuli. Yaakov Avinu said that your two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, are going to be labeled exactly as Shvotim. Ki hayetzoho rorotzo lehizgaper al Yosef bezois hataiva ad shelo yiyeh nimne b'minyan ha-shvotim chashon. The Yetzirah wanted to attack Yosef HaTzadik with Pigama Bris, to get him to commit adultery with Potiphar's wife, so that Yosef HaTzadik would be expelled from the 12 tribes. That was the deal, that if he would commit that sin, his name would be crossed off the list. Kemoshom Razal, as the Gemara says, Shenizdamen loy demus diuknoi shelaviv, that at the time that she was doing this, his father's face appeared to him, Va'omar loy, and Yaakov Avinu said to him, Asidin Hashvotim, all the 12 tribes are going to be listed on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Could you imagine your shame and embarrassment if your name is missing there? If you go ahead with this sin, you're out. V'yosef begoidel koichoi his gabra le'etzahara. And Yosef HaTzadik, with his great super strength, he overcame the Yetzahara. V'oz, what happens when you win the Yetzahara? Loi dai shiloi nechsar mimen yirashvotim. Not only was he not removed from the list, but rather he was zochah to extract from the sitra achra a lot of kedusha that it had swallowed already, to the point where he was zochah to double jeopardy, shehi habchira, which is the birthright. Yosef HaTzadik was zochah to the birthright, shehi pishnayim, which means double portion. Sheneschalik shvotoi lishnei shvotim, whereby his shevet, Yosef HaTzadik's shevet, was split into two shvotim. Sheze zocho al yidei shechnia sidrachra at shohitzmen abchinas kefo. Yosef HaTzadik was zocho to this by overcoming and subduing the sidrachra and getting the sidrachra to pay double. Ki bezchusoi yotzumi mitzrayim berchush gadol ubetoisves geirim harbe. It was in the zchus of Yosef HaTzadik that the Yidden left Egypt with tremendous wealth and with many geirim that joined them. Shezeu bechinas shehitziu me'asidrachra atzmo yischiyuso, which Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in the Kedemaran, that when geirim convert, it means we're taking out mamish the inside, the life force of the sidrachra. Shezeu bechinas kefil, which is represented by this concept of double, making him pay back double. And because Yosef HaTzadik was zochah to get for Klal Yisrael this double portion in a sense, therefore it's reflected by him himself being split into two shvotim. So here you see a perfect example, which you never would have thought of, where the Torah uses the term geneva about Yosef HaTzadik. He was kidnapped, and by coincidence it happens to be that the reward is that when Yosef HaTzadik overcomes the taiva and beats the sitra achra, the reward is double, that he gets double portion. He gets the bechira, he gets that his shevet is split into Menashe Ephraim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go a little bit deeper. He explained now the concept of a double portion, a ganav paying double. In the Gemara and in the Chumash it talks about that what if he stole a sheep or an ox? Then the penalty is not double, but rather for an ox it's 5 times as much, for a sheep it's 4 times as much. Ruvain, Bechoyriato, Koichi Breshisani, this coming week's Parsha, Vaichi. And it says, because you jumped too fast, you forfeited the Bechoyr in a sense. You gave it away.
So where do we see that it went? See the Yaakov God?
In the Brachos that Yaakov Avinu gives to Yosef HaTzadik, he says, Bechoyr Shoyroi Hodorloi. Yosef is named the Bechoyr.
And he's saying that kinyan, so to speak, took place because of the incident with Potiphar?
Exactly. That because the Sitrachra attacked him with Pigama Bris, which meant it wanted to swallow him up completely, as a result, when a tzaddik is powerful enough to be swallowed up, yes, but tzaddik was swallowed into Potiphar's house, and then she kidnapped him like... when he won, not only did he win himself, not only did he save himself, but he got the sitrachra to pay back double. And that's reflected in his shevet being split in two, and it's reflected in the great wealth that the Yidden left Mitzrayim with. That represents, that's all in his chus, b'schus Yosef HaTzadik.